Welcome back, everyone, to part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the Mighty 101.5 FM. Today, we are celebrating America's upcoming birthday with songs that are unique to the American experience. With the exception of Bob Seger, no musician represents America's heartland better than John Mellencamp. He was born in the small town of Seymour, Indiana, a town he sung about in his 1985 song, Small Town, which I really like that song. But today we've chosen a Mellencamp song that salutes the early American rock and roll risk takers. The song R-O-C-K in the USA. I spelled that out for you, Mark, so you understand what I'm saying. Okay. It appeared on his 1985 album, Scarecrow, another great album. In this song, he name drops several of the pioneers he was exposed to while growing up and listening to AM radio, just like all of us. Mm-hmm. Except he made a little bit more out of his musical life than I did, that's for sure. And by the way, I dare anyone to drive the speed limit while listening to this song. Hit it, John.
Calm down.
R-O-C-K in the USA. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's let him sing it next time.
We go on the road to that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, Jim, it's un-American not to love John Mellencamp.
I love John Mellencamp.
But for my buck, and I'm not talking about your buck, I'm talking about my buck. For my buck, Bob Seger is the America's of unofficial blue-collar rock star.
No, I disagree.
Okay. Well, that's what the show's all about.
I disagree.
Like Mellencamp, Seger brought the same type of Midwest awareness and honest emotion to his music. He was born and raised in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and between 1976 and 1984, he scored 14 top 40 singles in the U.S. And although my favorite Seger songs are Hollywood Nights and Turn the Page, I've chosen a song that speaks to his youth in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The song Main Street, of course, every town in America, big or small, has one. It appeared on his 1976 album, Night Moves, and was released as a single. The lyrics paint the story of a young man yearning for a girl he observes dancing in a small downtown club in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Jim, you had that experience, didn't you?
Twice.
Downtown Chicago?
Yes.
Dancing girl?
Twice. Okay. It happened.
So sit back and enjoy Bob Seger for a nostalgic stroll down Main Street.
Standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer in a little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Her body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Well, I'd stand outside at closing time just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all the other ladies, she looked so young and sweet as she made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
Do you remember Ramblin' Gamblin' Man back in the 60s?
I certainly
Bob
do.
Bob Seger, yeah.
What
was the name of the band, though? It wasn't called...
Bob Seger System.
That's right.
Yeah.
A good song. One of the greatest folk rock pairings in America popular music was the collaboration between Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. What did they call their duo?
Oh, gosh. You know what, Jim?
Oh, yeah. They were Paul and Art. Okay. Paul and Art. These two natives of Queens, New York, have sold over 100 million albums. And after the Beatles released Sgt. Pepper, the two were inspired to release their own conceptual album titled Bookends. That 1969 album contains the road trip song America, which I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. Music critics and fans have long debated the song's meaning. For example, is it about coming to America and searching for the American dream? Or is it more personal, where two restless souls are on the road trip attempting to find meanings in their lives? I think that's what it is.
I do, too. I agree.
That's my opinion. So let's, you listeners, you decide. Write us on which one you think it is, and we will announce the winner in weeks from now.
Yes.
Well, anyway, here's the song by Simon and Garfunkel called America.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America.
said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. Cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Well, people couldn't wait to vote, Mark. The phones were just ringing off the hook. And Eggers took some a survey, and everyone thinks it is the personal restless souls on their road trip to find meanings for their lives. So that's the winner.
Yeah. I agree.
Thank you, Jim, for answering
all right,
the
but
phone.
There are no prizes. Remember that.
No prizes at all.
We're not allowed. Well, here's some cool trivia about the song we just heard. The song is devoid of rhyming, which is a rare occurrence for a song. Also, Hal Blaine of the Wrecking Crew played drums on this recording because he's played drums on so many recordings. And finally, Paul Simon gave Bernie Sanders permission to use this song when he was running in the Democratic primary against Hillary Clinton.
Bernie.
Yeah. Okay.
You've been listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7. And Mark, you may know this. This is where we play the most important music of all time.
And the greatest music of all time.
That too. Let's get back in our time machine and go back to the year 1940.
Wow, and I'm strapped in, Jim. We're going fast. So,
what was the name of the Wayback Machine? Who was that? Peabody and Sherman. Peabody and Sherman,
yeah,
the Wayback Machine.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of my favorites.
So we're in the Wayback Machine. Go ahead.
All right. Well, our next.
I hope that was a machine and nothing else.
No, it was the machine.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We spare no expense in the studio here.
That's right.
So our next singer-songwriter saw music as an effective means of protest. Born in Oklahoma, Woody Guthrie hitchhiked across the country, writing songs about the Great Depression and the lives of working-class poor. In 1940, he was driven to write a song about America that he believed was more honest than Irving Berlin's 1939 classic, God Bless America, which is a great song. But as Guthrie saw it, that song was too schmaltzy and too jingoistic after 10 years of suffering the Great Depression.
It was too jingoistic.
Yeah.
It definitely was.
Yeah.
What the heck does jingoistic mean?
Schmaltzy.
Oh.
Jingoistic is too nationalistic. All right. I'm just trying to elevate the show like you did by reading the New York Times and the Atlantic Magazine.
Go ahead, Mr. Jingoistic.
All right. So Guthrie came up with the song, This Land Is Your Land. The song celebrates the splendor and compassion of America while also recognizing, those who've been left out of the American dream. Guthrie was also a major influence on Dylan, Springsteen, and countless others, and of course, his own singer-songwriting son, Arlo.
And here's some interesting trivia, Mark. You ready?
I'm ready.
Despite his socialistic leanings, he served in the military and entertained the troops during World War II with songs slamming Hitler's Germany and Mussolini's Italy. Sometimes great artists are very complicated.
Yeah, like John Lennon.
Yeah, you know? And you and me.
Okay.
So here's his song, This Land Is Your Land.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a walk in that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
That was This Land Is Your Land by Woody Guthrie. That was in 1940.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Well, anyway, Mark, at the beginning of the show, you mentioned, if you remember way back then, that we are limiting today's Americana's playlist to rock and folk acts only. But let's make an exception, because this next song fits perfectly into our theme.
Okay? All right, I'm open.
Will you
I'm
let
an
me do
open
it?
Guy, Jim.
You are. You're an open guy. Hey, I always said you're an open guy. The Highwaymen were an outlaw country music group that was active between 1985 and 1995. In 1990, they recorded an album called Highwaymen 2. What was their first album called then?
Highwaymen 1.
Oh, was it? Okay. And on it is the song American Remains.
American
right?
Remains.
American
I know.
Remains.
It's an unusual title.
Yeah.
But Jim, first, I applaud your taste for suggesting this song. The song is unique because Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Kris Kristofferson take turns singing a different verse.
Did they have good solo careers too?
Nah.
No?
They didn't make it.
They didn't make it. Okay.
Well, each verse tells a short story about a different kind of American. And during the chorus, the four musicians join voices to remind the listener that all are heroes of the homeland, regardless of where they were born or their background. So listen very closely to the lyrics as we play American Remains by the Highwaymen.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a folk coach, and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once, they shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. 'Cause I'll ride again. I am a river gambler. I make a living dealing cards. My clothes are smooth and honest. My heart is cold and hard. I was shuffling for some Delta boys on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen. But the captain bumped a sandbar and an ace fell from my sleeve.
They threw me overboard and I swore I didn't cheat, but I could swim and I'll ride again.
We are heroes of the homeland.
Farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. But the rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. And I'll ride again.
I am an American Indian. My tribe is Cherokee. My forefathers loved this land. They left it here for me. When the white man came with boats and trains and dirty factories, poisoned my existence with his deed. Nature is our mother. We are sucklings at her breast. Who tries to beat her down will lose her to the rest. They'll never win. I'll ride again.
We are heroes of the homeland. Americans remain. We live in many faces and answer many names. We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind.
Well, that's our show for today, but first, it's not quite over. Let's close the show with a song about Southern pride that was in part a response to two Neil Young songs. When Neil Young wrote the song Southern Man in Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd responded with Sweet Home Alabama. And much was made about their feud, but in fact, it was really much to do about nothing. The acts actually loved each other and their music, and Skynyrd's dig at Young was good-natured and fun. Even Skynyrd, if you remember, got some heat for their lyrics, suggested that the band supported segregationist policies of George Wallace, but these were misconstrued.
Yeah, and according to interviews, Van Zant wanted the song to remind listeners that no region of the country is without its dirty laundry. Wasn't that an Eagles song, too? Yeah, I think so.
Dirty, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. There are good folks in Alabama and who know right from wrong, and that is pretty much the state to be celebrated,
yes.
Alabama.
Yeah,
I've been to
is.
Alabama. You've been there?
Yeah, I have.
I have, too.
Yeah. And in a gesture of goodwill, Neil Young actually wrote a song for Lynyrd Skynyrd to record, but they never got the chance. Not long after the band's tragic plane crash, Neil Young performed in tribute Sweet Home Alabama, and he included the lyrics that took a jab at him.
So here's the point of this Lynyrd Skynyrd Neil Young story. As we celebrate another July 4th, let's celebrate the power of music and how it could bring us all together in these bad times. If you like our show, you can hear us every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Did I say on Mondays?
Yes, you did.
I did. Okay, and Fridays from 11 to noon. On the mighty, I love saying the mighty, it just sounds so cool, 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio. You can also listen to our archive shows by going to the station's website anytime you feel like it.
Yes, and keep those emails coming. Tell us what you like and what you...
Thanks for listening.
And tell us what you don't like.
Yeah. Ciao, everybody.
But most importantly, listen.
Listen.